Time for People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Potsba State Farm Insurance.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsba State Farm is your central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsba State Farm. They'll take care of your insurance and financial needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsba State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
The people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it is time for People in Your Neighborhood, and today talking with Sonny Hannum, the Fort Pierre Development Corporation across the river. Good morning, Sonny.
Well, good morning, Scott. It's nice to meet you.
Absolutely. Now, of course, coming up in November is probably one of the biggest items for Fort Pierre, outside of the horse races that we had a couple of weeks ago. That is the annual Christmas tree lighting.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that event, when it is, and what can folks partake in during that afternoon.
You bet, Scott. Well, usually I don't start talking about it on radio until around the 1st of November. It's just 2 weeks away from the 1st of November. It'll be here before you know it. And, of course, the annual Christmas tree lighting, which I figure with the dates that have been given to me by the organizers back in the 50s, early 50s, it's probably about 75 years old. And the Duffys, Pat Duffy and her husband were involved in it originally. And they used to put tie the tree to wires over to the buildings to keep it upright. But it would blow over, of course, so the city just put a manhole in the middle of Deadwood Main Avenue intersections for that tree. So now it's very stable. It doesn't fall over, although once in a while it's been run into by a cowboy leaving the Silver Spur and kind of knocked sideways a little bit, but it's been straightened back up. So this year's tree is coming from the Catholic Church in Fort Pierre. It only has to come about a block. So it'll be kind of an easy move. It will be moved over on November 24th from the church. The tree overgrew its location near the church and was crowding the building. It's a beautiful tree. It's very full. And we will have our wagon rides again. In fact, we've invited a record number of wagon masters. I don't know if they'll all make it. Last year we just had one and they ran her legs off. Beth Carr Briggs, she always comes and she has a beautiful little blue roan mare that she drives. The kids and the parents love the wagon rides. And along with the Christmas tree lighting, of course, folks, you know we need those chilies and those soups for our cook-off. So please try to have your entries to me by November 24th, Monday, November 24th, for your soup entry or your chili entry. And we will have a contest, and the winner gets a big, beautiful plaque and lots of pictures and promotion.
Well, and how many chilies and soups did we have last year for
I think around 10.
Okay.
Normally we have 10 to 12. And I think the Fort Pierre Chamber took all the winnings last year. They won both the chili and the soup, I think. So you need to take away their plaque, folks. So get there and compete with them.
Well, and it's a great way to really get a meal out of it without really having to pay enjoy food that you normally wouldn't make.
You bet. It's a good evening. And we'll do our caroling then around the wagon rides start around 4. The Dakota Cruiser will be there. And then we throw the switch on the tree about 6:30. And there'll be a lot of kids there to do the caroling with us. I would like to also give a little plug for a couple of December events coming up. The Rodeo Center in Fort Pierre is having their annual induction ceremony on Saturday, November 1st. And then again in December, on December 6th, that weekend, they have a big vendor event called Cowboy Christmas. And yours truly here will be doing a book signing for the two books that she has written, Family Ranch Histories and From Toshoes to Two Rivers. So come and get one of my books for a Christmas gift to somebody.
Absolutely. Now, if folks want to learn more about these events, how can they do that through the the city of Fort Pierre?
I'm the one that puts events out on the Fort Pierre calendar, the city calendar. You can go to the City of Fort Pierre website and pull up the calendar. And also, if you're wanting to do your chili entry or soup entry, you can call me at 223-7603 or email me at fpdc@fortpierre.com.
Again, talking with Sunny Hannum this morning here on our People in Your Neighborhood. Sunny, anything else we want to let folks know about before we let you go today?
Sure. I also have a dance studio in Fort Pierre, and we're going to do our Christmas performance at the Community Youth Involved Center on Saturday at 3 o'clock, Saturday, December 13th. So come see my kids do some Christmas dances.
All right. Again, talking with Sunny with the Fort Pierre Development Corporation this morning on People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Potts State Farm Insurance.